So first one this year. So we want to cast some vision. Wes is coming, I think. But as you may have heard, he's going to Europe to work at the base there this year. So we're going to miss him immensely, you know, but there's the man, speaking of. But it's good. There's a lot of productivity and I think real effective work that's going to be happening. As you heard this past Sunday, it's already going on in Europe there. So he's going to be really fostering that, helping that grow. So, you know, we'll be, what's the leave date is March 12th, I want to say, right? So we'll get some good West time in before then and obviously do an official send-off one of these Sundays. But tonight, he is with us, but I'm going to share nonetheless. I was just thinking the other day as I was praying, and it's going to sound funny. I said, you could probably skew this the wrong way too, but I was just sitting there and I was thankful suddenly to God. I was like, I am just so grateful that the mission doesn't rely on me, you know? Like, that the kingdom isn't, I'm not needed in that sense, you know? So I got my wheels turning, and as I was just kind of, oh, thank you, God, because the pressure is off of us trying to save the world, you know? There's just no need for that. And I was just sitting there like, wow, I could totally fail, and it doesn't matter, because God's kingdom is going to prevail. His purposes are going to, you know? And the global mission of the church isn't, and don't take this the wrong way either, it's not just on Jesus, though of course it is. But what I'm saying is he's given it to a body that amasses not just the whole earth, but the entire span of time, you know, and this building that's going on, that it's going to happen, you know, and the power of hell and darkness doesn't stand a chance. And I just kind of reveling in that for a moment, I was like, that's incredible, you know. And so I was talking about the magnitude of victory. I obviously thought of the Patriots and the incredible things they've done, you know. In a league where the competition is kept capped, you know, they have salary cap, they have very structured ways of doing drafts and how much you can build your team out and a superstar. Yet they've kind of, you know, over the last 15 years have been a dynasty in the midst of a league that doesn't really allow for that. The goal is to have every team get, you know, but you can, as most of you I'm sure are aware, can see how successful they've been. And of course, one of the things that they always stand out to, they have a lot of phrases and catch things, do your job is just one of them. But the element that we don't need you, you know, is kind of the way they structure it. We need a machine that is going to function the way, you know, we need in this somewhat meaningless thing known as football. But nonetheless, a contest, a competition, something in which you can do well or not do so well. And so they've created this machine. How many have seen the movie Moneyball? Brad Pitt, anybody? It could be boring, I suppose, unless you dig that stuff. I really like business strategy things, and so I love the movie. I was talking about, you know, managing baseball teams in the league, and this guy kind of came up with this mathematical solution of how to create the best baseball teams. The Red Sox actually adopted his strategy before they broke the curse in 2004. By the way, but the idea was we don't need superstars. We need people that are going to fill specific roles and function correctly to make the whole team work. And so that's I dumbed it down. You can watch the movie and read the book if you really want to get in depth with their actual strategy. A lot of businesses actually applied the same models. It's not about individuals. It's about the function. You know, and about, you know, we can, you know, for the same amount of money or less money, we can get this guy who's going to do the same thing. Well, we don't need you. And so the Patriots, of course, have adopted that same thing is we don't, you know, and they get rid of superstars right and left. Everybody's like, what's going on? And then they still win and they manage to make their, you know, ninth Super Bowl appearance already. It's pretty great. So there is an element, you know, we don't need you. And I don't want this. That's probably a horrible way to start off a team recruiting year and like, okay, you're just not needed. So let's see how effective it is. Everybody break, okay? Try that for recruiting, you know? It doesn't work very well, but there is an element that if you keep, you know, there's an element, though, that I think is powerful. It's that it's the paradox of the kingdom where, you know, if you want to be great, you serve. If you want to be first, you know, you're going to be last. And if you want to be last, you're going to be first. I mean, there's this, everything is upside down. You know, the poor are the ones that inherit. you know, the rich already have theirs and they lose out. There's this constant, Jesus turns things upside down. There's an element there that when you lose yourself, you will find yourself. You know, and that's Jesus' promise. When we are made less, Jesus is truly glorified. And the byproduct of that, as we've said so many times, is if he's glorified, we win because we enjoy him as we're meant to. And we live fully and suddenly shine the way we were actually meant to as individuals and corporately. It's powerful. Powerful thing, and we could delve in and think about that forever. I'm short on time because we started late, so we're not going to be able to do much more tonight, but the idea here is the paradox that if it's really unto Jesus, and there's no need for superstars in the kingdom, there's no need for, you know, we're pulling down, then there's an element of unity that I think we can grasp that the church is in need of. The church hasn't in totality, really, really harnessed that pull of every, like Ephesians 4:16 says, and that's the scripture, where every part does its share. And that's what causes growth of the body. Connected to the head, Jesus, obviously as the prerequisite, as the foundation. But from there, if every part is truly functioning, it's not about superstars or people who do it all or people who just have extreme capacity and, you know, we thank God for people who have gifts and functions. Everybody in here does on a level. But it's not just about that. And if we continue to foster that and encourage that and create a superstar atmosphere or a place where, you know, only certain people shine, we have totally missed out. And I don't think Jesus gets the glory that's due him to the measure he should, you know. And so, you know, let the Chris Hogans arise, right? Anyhow. Yeah? No. Wow, just not enough deep fans here. Okay. Anyhow, you don't, yeah. He's suddenly going to be a superstar this Sunday. Watch it. Focus. So I do want to get into some household things here as well, but you guys get the main point there? This year, as we grow our teams, as we continue to look for opportunities, and this is the application, continue to look for opportunities where we don't just do things, but we take a step back and continue to be productive in the way we're developing vision, protocol, teams, training. As we're starting to think, you know, how can this go past just myself and really better the kingdom, better do things higher in a better quality, in a better scalable and synergistic way. There's some good business words there that will grow the kingdom faster than you and I can, and asking God to put a supernatural touch on all that we do. So big vision stuff here. That as our basis here. Just real quick, we want to really move this year into a different direction with team nights as far as the way we're framing them. We're still going to have the time allotted, the first half hour of touching base like this, but then breaking out into our teams. But we want to really start to connect teams with teams. That's one of the big things. Like, so it's not just islands unto themselves, and we've been saying that a lot, I know, but where there's actual sharing and, hey, what's going on with you guys? What's happening? What can we learn from, you know, your team? What can we help you with? How can we partner? You know, is a, just that synergy type of thing, but also letting other leaders really take some, maybe, for lack of a better way of saying it, some next level step-ups in their way they're thinking. You know, we're not just developing or maintaining the way we do things, but we're really starting to see big picture and start to see, like, how can we affect the whole body and grow this out? And so we want team leaders, you know, and a lot of you are team leaders, to begin to share on the mic, begin to share testimonies, begin to cast vision, begin to give direction, I think, to an extent as well, but mostly just share the burden of the body and not just, you know, your individual team. I hope that came across right. Does that all make sense? So we want to continue to grow that aspect of team to team, and then other leaders really stepping up. And, you know, I think, you know, there's a really sad, we're going to miss Wes, obviously, but that void, you know, there's an element of, hey, you know, let's see who can really step up to the challenge here of growing in administrating and team building and directing where this is all going, so that, you know, we don't just lag or descend, but we kick it into even a higher gear and are far more productive and all. So, amen. And last thing, I just encourage you to stay before God in all that you do, and you know, let's press in and let's be faithful. Let's believe that, like the word says, you know, if you sow into something, and you will reap in time. You know, it may not show up right away, but stick at it. You know, I think we often in life are very good about sticking at certain things, but I think sometimes when we get to things, maybe even in our church life, you know, or something we're doing, like, you know, staying physically fit or working on a new career or education or a hobby or something, we tend to just kind of like, you know, we tend to give up on those things quicker. And I think, you know, if we just could realize how close we are to seeing fruit in it, you know, I think we'd stick it out. And so I want to just encourage you, stay faithful, like it says about Joseph, like Jesus, like Moses, faithful in their house, and God saw that and rewarded them with boldness in the faith, you know, a new place, a standing in the faith that they didn't have before. And, you know, you don't just get that because I grew in confidence, you know, I took a course. That's not how you grow in your authority in the kingdom. You know how you grow through authority? The Bible's way, the biblical way, is through faithfulness. I mean, that does not seem like the course I would take to become bold and authoritative, but again, it's just that place. You become a servant, you serve faithfully. There's an instilling of his authority that comes with that because he can trust you, you know? And that's what God's looking for more than anything. Can I trust you? Can I trust you to hold what you've been given and hold that, you know? The soldier holds, stays stationed and stays their guard through the night, even when it's difficult. He stays through that. As silly as it may seem, as you know, as worthless as it may even seem, where you say, no, God, what you've given me to do, I'm going to stick. I'm going to serve. I'm going to love and be faithful to it as if it was the biggest thing on the planet. You know, if we can have that mentality, God will reward you in ways that maybe you're not even able to see. But it will come, because that's how it works. You sow, you reap. Period. It's that simple. So, a lot shared there. Real quick on household items here. House items. Excuse me. There's really not many tonight. We do want to kick into a CCB 2.0, like we've been saying. And you guys are probably getting sick of me already talking CCB over and over again. But until we get it, you know, and see the real fruit of it, you know, I want to keep pressing it. So please bear with me. But we're gonna try to take every team that's in this place, every team that's in the ministry at all, you know, and have a what's called a group on there. So if you are a team leader and haven't created that group on CCB, please come see myself or talk to somebody who has some savvy on there and create that group. And then if you're on a team, make sure you log in, you're part of that, you begin to interact on there. And I know a lot of you use Facebook. I get it. Facebook's not going away. It can be a tool. I know a lot of you use email, but I'm saying there's ways to actually even merge those and use them all in one. But a place that's all in one for our ministry is a pretty crucial piece from what we can tell as far as building out systems. So if you can just kind of humor us and make the first step, create that group, get in there, and if you don't quite see the purpose now, it's okay. You know, it'll begin to show itself as we start to utilize that tool. So that's one thing. Most everybody in here is on PCO. Yeah, using it, utilizing it. If you're not utilizing it, raise your hand. Okay, come on, guys. That's an even easier tool. So, talk to your team leader about that and get on there. We want to start using those. That's for our Sunday experiences particularly. So those are the tech things. Outside of that, this is our first Thursday night, so we're going to do some feedback loops here. We want to do 2 to 3 months of Thursday nights here and see how it works, but we've opened this up to all teams in the ministry, not just Sunday experience like it was last year, but now all teams, so operations, building and maintenance, things that aren't necessarily unique to Sunday experience are now also meeting here. So the first obvious problem is a lot of people here wear multiple hats or on different teams. So that question continually comes up, and I'll say the same answer. You know, do your best to communicate. Number one rule, don't leave people hanging. Number two rule. Three is diversify. Do your best. Get around. Be part of those teams. And then the last one, and this is one I cringe to say it because it can, you know, people could take it and just run with it, but eventually focus. Try to focus, you know, on something and start saying no to other things. I hate saying that because there's, you know, obviously, like, no team wants people to, hey, I can't be part of that anymore, you know. But there is an element there that, hey, if you did a good job as a team member or a team leader in not just being a part of a team, but also leading and recruiting and training others, it's not a big deal when you step out of something. It's when you leave people hanging that it's like, oh, okay, well, hey, I get it. You know, there's only 24 hours in a day. I get it. You know, we have all been there, and maybe you did overcommit, you know, and maybe that's a problem. But as best you can, like we said before, start, take a step back and see the big picture, see what you can do, ask God, maybe ask counsel, and just like, okay, what can I do here and how can I help be effective and faithful at the same time? Does that make sense? But eventually our body, as we grow, we need to be able to all focus, not necessarily always on what is our cup of tea or our element, quote unquote, but on what we're supposed to do. You know, you guys get the difference. Hopefully, eventually in your element, but that isn't usually the case in kingdom life. Only some of the time, right? You know, I'd say 90% of the time you're not in your element, you're just being faithful. And so, don't quote me. Okay. So let's break on that note.